Isn't that supposed to be Saturday?
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
Exactly.
Welcome to Film Fight Club. I'm Glenn Falcon, the Film Falcon Screen, and we are joined by freelance writer and critic Virat Nehru.
Hello, 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 people.
And Sydney filmmaker Chris Evans.
Hello, 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 people.
And hello, 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 people in the 2SCR Radiothon world, because it reaches everyone. People ask to subscribe, which is everyone, which is you. It is 2SCR Radiothon. And we are asking people to become a subscriber to the station, to support the station and Film Fight Club and the other shows and all the cool stuff that gets done here.
Yeah, support 2SCR because we're cool guys. That's my short pitch. But yeah, if you continue listening, you'll get to hear all of our long pitches.
Mm.
Definitely. So do you guys remember the Hello World intro of Facebook?
No.
That was the time. So that was what I was going for with the hello, 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 hello world situation. But clearly that failed miserably because we're coming out of lockdown and I say hello world.
So this is the reason why you should support us, because you get to hear the kind of meaningless ramblings non sequiturs every week on Film Fight Club.
You know what? Speaking of Facebook, I haven't seen The Social Network since release. I should probably give it a rewatch. It's really good. It probably holds up really, really well.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since it came out.
It's so strange that The Social Network felt tardy upon its release. It's like, oh, Facebook's been around for so long. Oh, no, Sorkin knew what he was doing. Anyway, it's 2SCR Radiothon, and we're guys like to talk about movies and bring you reviews, and we're asking you to support 2SCR. The number you can call in, there's people, Anthony and others, waiting to take your calls, is 9514-9500. It's 9514-9500, or you can subscribe at 2scr.com online. And there's different levels. There's the standard, which is $80, concession, which is $40, there's passionate, which we know we all are, which is $160, and the super subscriber, which we also all are because we're all super people, is $300.
Exactly. But honestly, how do we know you are passionate unless you give us money?
Right.
So that's when
you're
really passionate.
Money speaks. Nothing
quantifies passion like money.
Money is good. Money works.
But
money works.
Glenn seems to be.
There's some really good price packs on offer, which actually, looking through the list, Music Lover price pack were, you know, priced at $2,000. That's an amazing giveaway.
Yeah, it's
or whatever you might pledge. You know, and if you are a music person, it's amazing. Audio Technica, turntable, tote bag, vouchers, a brewery tour. It's like, what is this?
They're open again. And if anyone who subscribes goes to the draw to win one, there's several prize packs. They're really cool. It's all music and beer related things.
You know, a couple of minutes back, Glenn seemed to be giving us an intro. So I want to clarify, if you're just randomly listening to 2SCR and you don't know who we are, this is not what you're supporting. You're not donating to a show where three men talk about why 2SCR is good. We're actually a show where we talk about goings on in the film scene in Sydney, local film festivals, and reviewing releases based on local release dates. And that's one of the things that 2SCR provides you, a local voice, a platform for content. There's that word again. Programming tailored around the needs and the things you need to know in Sydney. And as the film scene becomes increasingly focused around events and limited run screenings, I feel like a show like ours is going to have an even more vital place in the Sydney film landscape.
I mean,
honestly, allow us to toot our own horn. But we are asking you for donations, and we promise we're not pocketing it. It's all going to the station while we volunteer.
Oh, please, I guarantee you, we've never seen any money directly from 2SCR.
That's right.
Exactly.
This is entirely a volunteer-run station that's funded through your donations, which is why the Radiothon is so important for allowing us to continue, not just on Film Fight Club, but across the station, providing current arts, current music, and current news, tailored to the needs and the desires, hopefully, of people in Sydney, because it's radio made for you by people like you, which is people in Sydney who love the arts.
It's truly democratic. And the number, once again, is 9514-9500 or 2scr.com/radiothon. But honestly, yes, Chris?
I was just going to say one more thing, which is if you do know us and you're still waiting out for our Annette review that was promised next week, 2 weeks ago, guess what? It's coming next week. This time we really, really promise. We decided that the Radiothon made it, and the obligatory pushing of our donation drive, which we're happy to do, but we thought it would be a bit obnoxious interrupting our thoughts on the Adam Driver puppet musical.
Especially with a film like Annette, it's not something you can just really talk about concretely and for a while and then just move into, let's talk
about. And here's why. So Sierra and Film Fight Club is great. We'll review it next week without the ad breaks. But for now, you know, please show to SER that you love us. Name Film Fight Club as your favorite show. Potentially,
that's very important. In fact, that's very important. From last year, remember, there is a tally where people's favorite shows are tally marked on a board, and we want to win, and we want to know that we are definitely the best show of the station, which is accurate. We already are. We don't need anyone's validation for it.
We know it would be nice. Better than all of you.
The vaccine drive is not a race. This is not a race. But we are asking, nominate Film Fight Club's your favorite show if you like us. We really appreciate it.
And even if you don't, write an extra note that's, you know, that says, hey, I love the gristle, but Film Fight Club's also cool or whatever.
Yeah, we would be happy to take the also cool tag.
Yeah. We can be the also rants to death of the reader or whatever. But yeah,
also cool is like my number plate. So
yeah.
And the number once again is 9514-9500. There are people right now, actually in the real world, waiting to take your call who will talk to you and be your friend, but also donate.
This
is a new business venture you're suggesting. Like, we can be your friend. Maybe that's what Film Fight Club needs to do. Like, we'll like, if you like this show and you like having us as like your virtual friend coming at you through the radio or podcast, then like for money, we can pretend to be your actual friends.
I don't know how sustainable this is.
Your house. We won't like come to your house unless you invite us. But if you like donate a substantial amount and ask us, we will come to your house and like record a show there, provided it's in like the 2SCR radio bandwidth realm. But we'll do it. We'll talk about whatever movies you want. Like if it's Annette, we'll talk about it's only gonna Chris's again radio, but Chris has his hoodie on and is getting ready to participate in many of the other more music oriented shows on the station, which are also very good. We like them too. They do a lot of film music, a lot of film coverage.
But you know, if we're not enticing you well enough, we're getting a bit sick of the name Film Fight Club because we keep running into how ungoogleable it is because
Film Fight Club.
So, which needs to be distinguished from the book Fight Club if one's Googling. So,
is there something else called Fight Club? Sorry, I'm not supposed to say.
So, if you donate enough to 2SCR, what number do you think is worth what the grand prize I'm about to propose?
9,514. No, that's not true. That's the number 9514-9500. But there's a.
If it goes over a threshold that we haven't determined yet, we'll.
500? 500? Let's say 500.
Okay. If you donate 500 in the name of Film Fight Club, you can give us a new name and we'll use it for at least 3 episodes guaranteed. And it'll. Cool. If it's good enough, we'll use it past those 3 episodes.
If it's good enough, we'll probably just keep it, actually.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep it. But if you know
this is a prime troll opportunity, but we are open to it.
If you want to troll us, we might use it.
If you're happy to pay $500 to troll us, that's actually a risk I'm willing to take. I'm happy. You know, you can come up with whatever name and give us $500. Not give us, give the station $500. You know, I'm happy to take that hit.
The B sharps, we're something like along those lines. And we're totally fine with that because it works. We trust your discretion. We trust you to come up with an awesome name that reflects whatever you want it to reflect because you're the listener and we're here for you.
We're here for you.
But honestly, I mean, something that Chris mentioned earlier and that just strikes my memory. I don't think there is any other film show or a film kind of community as such where we can get away by not reviewing a Marvel film for a long time, and we're not under any kind of pressure to review a Marvel film, which is currently in cinemas, and we have no interest in watching
apparently,
it.
Black Widow is also in cinemas. Like, there's screenings. Not that we care or would cover it otherwise, but we can talk about whatever we want, and it's usually things that wouldn't otherwise get attention or are playing at some of the smaller cineplexes.
Well, we tailor a show for the real film lovers. And we look at, not just the major releases. More and more these days, as we realize we're not interested and we're serving an audience that isn't interested, we're not covering the major releases. We're only covering them if we think we're going to actually have something that might be interesting or positive to contribute.
We are going to cover No Time to Die, and like we'll cover the tenets or whatnot. You're listening to Film Fight Club and 2SCR with Glenn Falkenstein, Chris Evans, and Virat Nehru.
The city is coming back. The movies are coming back. And best of all, you're coming back. So bring your gasps, bring your laughter, and bring your biggest big screen crushing. Because movies aren't movies unless we're at the movies together. Sydney Film Festival. Back in theatres, back together. November 3 to 14 in cinema and November 12 to 21 on demand. Explore the program and book tickets at sff.org.au. 2SER sponsors.
Hi there, Stuart Coop here talking to you. I'm the guy who presents Dirt Music. I've been doing it for about 10 years now. I love 2SER and I want it to continue and flourish and grow. That needs you to be a subscriber. Doesn't cost a lot of money. It's a really cosmically wonderful, good feeling. That's why I am a subscriber to 2SER. So go online, 2SER.com. It'll make it really easy. You just follow the prompts and have that warm and fuzzy feeling that you are, in fact, a supporter of 2SER. Come on, do it now. Thank you.
Subscribing to 2SER is easy. Head to 2SER.com and follow the links to subscribe. Choose your subscriber level, choose your prize draw, enter your details, and that's it. All 2SER subscribers go into the draw for the prize pack of their choice. You could be a winner. Subscribe now at 2SER.com.
I feel much better now. I really do.
It's 2SER Radiothon. Really appreciate you listening and calling in. The number is 95149500. There's awesome people, volunteers throughout the station on different shows, are waiting to take your calls. Otherwise, you can donate at 2SER.com. Number is 95149500. I like Radiothon because it's when you see people from the station you wouldn't otherwise normally interact with or catch up with or just see what they're doing. And they're doing creative things. A lot of the people from the station are pretty active on Twitter. Otherwise, it's a nice, vibrant boat, that rock desk fun place. And I like supporting them. And even if 2SER is not Fight Club's favorite show, name one of the others because there's some cool music shows. And The Wire, great news. Gristle, of course.
Mm-hmm. There is also The Sonic Assassin, probably the show with the smoothest voice on radio, not just in Sydney.
Oh, dude.
I don't mean misnamed. It's just
Sideways Through Sound. Great, appropriate name. The Sonic Assassin. It's like you're ready for the Sonic Assassin, and I'm ready for some like hard beats or some thrash yeah. metal or like something really dark and aggressive. And then you listen, and it's like the smoothest Scottish voice, gentle guitar.
Yeah,
take chill out. Anyway,
he's next.
But yeah, on the note of the kind of things Film Fight Club can actually do, we do sometimes do things, even in Radiothon, other than Spruik 2SER. So on that note, cinemas have reopened, right? It is a pretty major time for film in Sydney. Coming soon, Victoria. But
not yet, Thursday, apparently, at time of recording.
So have we seen any movies yet?
I haven't been yet. I am planning on going. My first film will be, Annette. We don't want to break up a review with anything else. It's one that deserves our weird and extensive concentration. After that, it'll be Sydney Film Festival movies, Pig and No Time to Die.
Yeah, I actually saw Pig last night and I was really impressed. It's the return of old school Cage, who's capable of subtlety, not just meme Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and Cage.
Yeah, the way that this film has been sold or turned into a meme, it's like, ha, Nicolas Cage is in a movie where he's obsessed with a pig. But it's actually a very nice, mellow kind of film that dressed up in the trappings of like a revenge, man on a mission comes out of the wilderness to kick ass kind of movie, but subverting that. It is actually a film about the simple things in life and how money can't buy happiness that conveys the message in a very direct way without hammering you over the head with it through its narrative, through its writing, through the performances. Alex Wolff is also really good in that movie, much better than he was in Hereditary. He is a character that could easily have just been condescended to, but who, as the film goes on, there's more and more nuance found.
How many animal-themed movies have come out this year.
Right, because we saw the trailer for Lamb beforehand. And
Lamb, Pig, Cow, at the City First Film Cow. Cow and Cow are two different movies, which is going to be confusing.
I'm reminded of the biblical story. I hear the story of Pig, and I'm reminded of the biblical story. I think it's the King David era where someone just had one lamb and was so beholden to it, and someone thought, I have to come take this. I deserve this. I want this too. So
that's it.
Really has this
that's it.
Archetype element to it.
I think the title of the film refers not just to the pig that Nicolas Cage loves, but also to the person who wants to take it from him. You know, like just a person like driven purely by greed. It's an interesting film.
And set in Oregon, right?
Yeah, I think so. Right. It's about a truffle pig, really. The truffle pig has great value, but Nicolas Cage just loves the pig. It's a first-time director, but a really impressive effort.
I really appreciate just how much Cage is willing to take a chance on people who aren't nearly as famous as him.
Yeah.
Bring people like Sean Sono, who aren't as well-known to an audience who's more traditionally associated with Nicolas Cage, and bring films like Prisoners of Ghostland to American, Australian audiences. It's not that Sean Sono isn't well-known here. They are.
But he's in the cult, you know, a bunch of people will watch a movie
with the genre filmmaker that way. So it's like, oh, you know.
But would this film have been funded without Nicolas Cage? Probably not, but it absolutely deserves to be. It's one of the best American indies I've seen in a while.
And so that's Pig. It's out now. I'm probably going to catch it at Dendy Newtown, somewhere we often go after, or Palace Central, where we often go after 2SER recordings. As you give 2SER, number is 9514-9500. We wish we could speak to you directly, but we have recordings. But there are folks who are just outside, waiting to take a call. And they're a good crew. Like there was,
to us, yeah, cool people.
Yeah, and it's not just that it allows us to, or gives us the scope to speak, and otherwise facilitates talking about movies. It allows us to talk about the cultural scene in Sydney more generally. There's been major shifts over the course of the last few years in the cinema scene. Certainly, United Opera Keys has come in. Elements have otherwise cropped up and grown in the course of a lockdown of the last year. We've spoke to the Static Vision guys, Felix Hubber and Cole Bateman, who are doing amazing things in the online and soon in-person space. A lot of festivals that had it postponed for a whole year are coming out with set dates very soon. Canberra Short Film Festival's happening, Cinema Reborn, the Sci-Fi Film Festival's on now, Sydney Film Festival after what is effectively absent the January event, a 2.5 year hiatus.
Yeah.
Now, and we love to cover it. We're going to be doing pretty much a few weeks straight of Sydney Film Festival coverage come November.
We haven't worked it out yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if we end up doing 2 episodes a week during that time. We've done that the last couple of SFFs.
Just a lot of films.
Yeah, we will give extensive coverage. 2SER is one of the media partners of Sydney Film Festival, and we take pretty much wall-to-wall as thorough as possible coverage seriously. So if you love film, please pay attention to us.
I definitely
would clear, even though the media partners, we have absolutely we say what films we like, we say what films we don't like and why.
That's
and
right. Yeah, of course. We're not here to just tell you go to Sydney Film Festival.
You think you should
give the money. You should do that to give the money because it's a good initiative and because we think it'll be worth your while, not just because.
Yeah. Well, tell you which films you should go see, which films you shouldn't, or which films you think you should.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no other place could you do a Curious Tommy retrospective for hardcore film lovers and then also watch something which is like Dune or, you know.
I don't really think of Dune as a Sydney Film Festival film, as a one-off.
Exactly, but that's the thing. I'm just saying, look at the range. If you really want...
Yeah, Evan Hansen.
No.
I always had a grudge.
You just see them, we really have to. We have to, don't we?
Dune Evan Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen and King
Dune
Richard.
Dune and Jewel at the same time, by the way.
I've said this before, but I would add King Richard to it. Surely those films are only in the program because they're Universal films and there was some kind of package with Dune, right? Surely. Dune is the thing that people actually care about, but Dear Evan Hansen and King Richard, from what I can see, aren't actually selling well at SFF.
They also don't.
Why would you go to see that?
Go watch Titane. Even though then that's coming, go watch films that you wouldn't otherwise see that's not going to otherwise get a release.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I am seeing a few films that are getting imminent releases just because I'm very excited for The Power of the Dog, but I'm mostly going to see Night Raiders. I'm mostly going to see Four Seasons in a Day. And
on that note about Power of the Dog, that film's opening on the 11th. So that's our first useful tip of the night about SFF. You can see that movie at a regular cinema outside of the festival the festival. Yeah, so I'd say that's skippable at SFF.
Many people are Wes Anderson fans and they were keen to get a ticket to the French Dispatch, which is the closing night film. And I know it's sold out, but it's also opening December 9th, which is not that far off.
Not too far away. You're listening to Film Fight Club with Chris Evans, that's me, Glenn Falkenstein, and Virat Nehru. We'll just take a short break. See you on the other side.
This must be the place for music.
Music? Yes, it's very good. Very good for the digestion.
Because when you subscribe to 2SER for Radiothon 2021, you can go into the draw for the Music Lovers Prize Pack. It's got an Audio-Technica turntable, record vouchers from Egg Records, Repress Records and The Vintage Record, record and merch packs from Piaz and Remote Control Records, a tour of the Atomic Beer Project Brewery for you and nine besties, and a case of Atomic Beer to boot. Subscribe and choose your prize pack now at 2SER.com.
Hi, I'm Alicia.
Hi, I'm Harry. I'm Huckleberry Finn.
And we subscribe to 2SER because we love Friday
Drive!
If you'd like to show your support for 2SER, log on to the website at 2SER.com.
Welcome back to Film Fight Club. We're talking all things Radiothon. That number is 95149500. Please do subscribe. Again, the concession is a concession rate of $40. Standard is $80. Passionate is $160. Super is $300. But you can give what you wish. We really appreciate anything you are willing or able to give. Or you can subscribe on 2SER.com. You can nominate a favorite show, whether it's ours or another one. And everyone gets a few cool things. Get a magazine, stickers, subscriber card, stubby holder, but then there's like several cool prize packs and like record vouchers, a turntable, there's guitar, there's
my favorite prize pack is definitely the Makers and Creative prize pack, which has a Rode mic and interface and wireless mics worth, that's almost $1,000 package, which is amazing. As someone who's creating radio, I'd be like, I want that.
Sound better wherever you are. And remember, Zoom meetings aren't going away, guys.
The Makers and Creators, it's basically a full electric guitar set, you know, with amps and speakers and stuff. And some beer, because, you know, rock and beer just go together.
Atomic is cool.
There's a beer pack with everyone, though, to be honest.
It's a Fender Newporter, to be clear. The Music Lover Prize Pack, which is actually, the grand prize, is the turntable... and tons of records, packs, and vouchers for records, and more beer. So, there's a trend, music and beer, that's what we're all about, and Film Fight Club.
Yeah, we hope you, having beer while listening to us. It makes the show even more awesome.
And there's also the Bookworm, though, to be clear.
Yes, the Bookworm prize pack, if you're not a...
With expert, beer, beer and books also work together.
Yeah, beer also included.
Also,
beer is just essential to Twisty.
Vouchers to a favorite writing academy, which... is a wonderful initiative by Alan Unwin. So if you have a manuscript which is half ready, you can enroll in the course and you can probably come out with a complete manuscript and get published and become an author and then tell us that we're amazing.
Love that the Bookworm prize pack, in addition to all the books and beer, has a glasses voucher, because of course it's what you need if you're drinking and or reading. Very important, trust me, I know.
But what's interesting is the prize pack for the Healthy Choice prize pack is the only one that doesn't have beer with it.
Because it's a healthy pack, choice. Though. It's a healthy choice.
Beer can be good for you.
Yeah, no, this is
we're not health specialists. We're film guys. Just to be totally clear.
I just had a look, and it just said that it's a mountain bike worth $800
and $1,000 1 year subscription to Ubi, which has like five O's for some reason.
I don't even know what Ubi is though.
3 months worth of fruit and vegetables. Like, I think that's pretty.
12 months. Pretty sure, right?
I didn't even know bicycles could cost $800. What in the world are we living in? What is it?
It's a good bike, but you can win that by calling up 95149500.
The truth is, life is not about what you receive; it's about what you give. So you're probably not going to win anything.
Well, we still want
you to donate, because we work on these donations. Think of the chance of winning as that nice little bit of hope to make life that bit more bearable. But something else that makes your life bearable, we hope, is 2SER and community radio in general. 95149500. People are on the other line hoping and praying for you to donate so that 2SER can survive another year. We're sitting on the street begging in our rags for all the crumbs that you can spare, dear listeners.
But honestly, if you're already listening to us, you probably already love 2SER. You already love the station. You already love the show. So why not show your support properly than just secretly listening from behind the veil? Come out and, you know, be an avid supporter. Be out and proud and show us and give me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
And to be clear, as much as we like beer and these things, like any money that's donated, it's not going to our beer money. It's going to things like upkeep.
And that says something.
Oh, yeah. We're not a cent of this is being spent a lot. It's going towards like the equipment.
And we don't get paid for doing this, actually, by the way. Yeah, we're all volunteers. Actually, that's an important point to make. We've been doing this because out of the goodness of our hearts and because we're crazy.
Yeah, mostly because we're crazy. Let's be fair.
Our hearts aren't that good, but
our brains are that just
out of it. But 2SER is really done for the love.
Yeah, it's a volunteer-run station. It's a beautiful place to be. That you get people who are all passionate about different kind of things.
I genuinely think the news coverage at 2SER is second to none. I think it's some of the best you hear on radio in Sydney for sure.
Yeah. I love listening to the Wire. I love listening to Breakfast. It's just relaxing. And there's always like there's great news coverage when there's just a bit of relaxed talking, some music that I don't usually hear on Spotify or elsewhere, and I like it.
Yeah, we're cool. You're cool. We're cool. Everybody's cool.
If you listen to the station, you're a cool person. We dig you. We love you.
You can also go to 2SER.com/donate, or just if you can't, you know, of course you can remember that, but just go to the front page of 2SER. You can't miss it. Right now, 2SER is all hands on deck trying to tell you to donate. Exactly. So please.
And before we end, the recapping that if you donate $500 or more, you get to rename the show to whatever you like.
Yeah.
It's very important. You can call it whatever you want, and we'll keep it for at least 3 episodes. But if it's good enough, we might keep it for longer and forever. So, you know, you have the chance to shape our destinies.
Yeah. If you want to call us like Kelsey Grammer Lovers Club, we probably won't use that for more than 3 episodes.
I mean, he's made some great films. Star Trek, obviously. I didn't mind his Transformers movie. He's a Republican, though. So
he's great as Sideshow Bob.
He's great as Sideshow Bob. He had a long-running... He played a long-running character. I'm not sure. Can't really remember. Years or something.
Right. Yeah.
What if someone says that?
That's coming. Frasier's coming back. Like, there's going to be more.
Frasier or Frasier's coming back.
Frasier's coming back. His son is going to be what? He's probably going to be. Son's going to be what? Frederick's going to be 30 or something.
It's going to be bad.
Of course, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last few seasons of Frasier, anything really past season 7 was not very good. There was the first 2 years were great. Miles was with Maris, and there was an iffy bit in the middle. Anyway. We also sometimes diverge into television. It's our first coverage of Frasier, probably our last. But we will talk about Frasier or anything else you want.
Yeah, if you want to call it Film Frasier Club,
we will do it.
It would still have the same initials, FFC, Film Frasier.
Yeah. There's something catchy about it.
Frasier.
Just picture of Frasier as our logo on Spotify.
Imagine just covering Kelsey Grammer films for a few weeks. Like, we do it if that's what you want.
I would do it.
Fight about this.
It's a challenge.
What's the down periscope?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was awful.
That's a classic.
Was Boss with Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, that was Kelsey Grammer.
The TV show. That was a good show though.
I dispute that. And we'll dispute other things.
Oh wow.
Cold. As long as we're on 2SER, please do subscribe. That number is 9514-9500. Or you can donate at 2SER.com. We will be back next week. We will be talking about Annette. We promise this film exists. It is in cinemas now. You can go to cinemas.
It's also available on digital, you know.
But don't.
How many movies are right now?
Unless you want to.
Yeah. So one last thing before we go. How many movies are there right now that you can watch at home in Australia or at the cinema? Like, how many of them are available?
Black Widow.
Black Widow, right? So Disney has put is Shang-Chi out on Disney Plus yet?
I think it's
coming out in November 4th or 11th or something like that. It's coming out.
Okay, so Annette is one.
Yeah.
Is that about it?
The Melbourne Documentary Film Festival has a number of films that are playing on both platforms. So please do subscribe. The Sci-Fi Film Festival is on right now. Check it out. We'll be back next week talking all things Annette and whatever else you want as whatever else we are named. This has been Glenn Falkenstein, Chris Evans of Right Nero, on possibly the last film Fight Club.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, $500 is not that much money, right, guys? You can do it.
And that's it next
week. Yes, thank you.
Until then, please donate. Thanks for the love. We love you too. Good night, guys.
Good night.